This is session 46, the ever shining one. Today is the 15th of Uktar, and last session, leaving the lair of the Cult of Sirik, the party returned to Waggletop's wonderful wares. On the way, Lindell collected nearly 50 books from the collapsed Tome Tower, owned by the late Karina Ollivander. Upon arriving at Waggletop's, the party discovered the aftermath of a fight. Pirates and village people lay about, and a couple were able to be saved due to the party's healing magics. With nothing left to show for many of their years in Luskan, many people decided to move to Neverwinter, away from the chaos, and the party opted to travel with that caravan for a little ways. At nightfall, the caravan encountered the Neverwinter 3rd Cavalry contingent. In the morning, the party set out ahead of the caravan, leaving it safely in armored hands. Traveling south, the party never had to deal with the wall that the goblins had been building. In fact, they flew over it. The Blood Rose, a goblin brigantine airship, had been stolen by the surviving Azura Scarp monks, aided by a few clockwork creatures of some unknown origin. Upon the approach to Neverwinter, Lealman met his mother and sister at the Hands of Gaun, a monument with religious significance to the Kiri family. It was there that the party first heard of a wasting disease called the Veil, which had already claimed Lealman's father's life and threatened his youngest brothers. In attempting to assist little Pagankiri in his fight against the disease, the party discovered that Sariel strangely had the ability to heal this disease with a simple touch of the hand. Sariel went out into the streets and helped as many as she could. As you guys are doing this, you notice towards the end of the night, a few of these beak, beak-masked doctors are standing kind of at the fringes watching. They seem to always travel in triplets. They seem to be kind of interviewing people, and interacting with them a little bit, and then people will go on as the sun sets, this goes on till midnight or so. In fact, it gets to a point where exhausted, you guys turn in, for another day.
We're staying at the Kiri household?
Yeah, so it's now past midnight as you sit under a starry sky in the courtyard of the Kiri household. There's a bit of joy and warmth in the air. Hundreds were healed, everybody that was brought. But thousands may be sick in the city of Skilled Hands. The firelight in the center of the courtyard illuminates the surprisingly large amount of people awake at this wee hour, yourselves included, sharing in the warm drink provided by Brianna Kiri. An unsurprisingly outstanding host. A single rope rises from the muffled courtyard up into the sky, tethering the Blood Rose to a point below. Master Joris Kenwick descends the rope from the darkness above, landing lightly. He comes closer to the fire.
Oh, is he conscious? Wasn't he out?
That's your deep delver. Joris Kenwick was the guy that fought with kind of not chandelier, but almost like a flaming chain mace thing.
Is he the guy at the end of our goblin thing?
That just handed you guys your own butts, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Passing out permanent naps.
he comes up and kind of eyes you all. And then finds a seat next to the fire. And begins in kind of a low voice. Well, as you're all aware, we, the Azura Scarp, have lost our home. But we haven't lost our hope. And one day I hope to reclaim Azura Scarp, but that's not the most pressing issue at this time. We monks have conversed amongst ourselves in the couple of days that we've been traveling and in the time that sailing closer to Neverwinter. That it would be best for us to help you on your quest against the Demon Lord. Some of us will stay in Neverwinter. to establish a cloister here, so that the teachings of Azura Scarp will not depart, if ill falls the rest of us. The other half wish to be, used like knives, as one young boy said. We are not sailors, nor masters of the sky, although many of us are familiar with the schemes of the wind. The ship is yours to do with as you wish. Those of us that will fight for you, will accompany you, again to the clouds if you wish it of us. I do hope you change the name to something better, however.
What's it called the Blooming Rose?
Blood Rose?
Blood Rose?
Yeah. So I misspoke. I said Mezzanac Ember. Mezzanac Ember was one of the ones that burned.
Right.
Let's call it the Mezzanac Ember. Slayer.
Goblin Slayer.
In a very similar note, so I guess from a mechanic standpoint, there are posts on the ship, like captain, bosun, cook, things that you can assign people to be. Like a monk might not be a great captain, or first mate or something. You know, like you can set people to specific roles. There's 5 or 6 that actually gain kind of mechanical benefits. And I can help you with that if you wish. It'll cost a couple 300 gold to hire a crew if you wish, and about a week to do so. If you want just kind of a standard crew.
Yeah. And the monks who are there would they could maybe do a passable job, but they wouldn't be as good as actually.
It would take some time to train up.
Yeah.
They have some certainly useful abilities, and they might be better as strike teams.
Right.
Or
Marines accompany.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it would be a good use of our resources to hire a crew. Surely, maybe there'll be some people with sailing experience coming from Luskin. Palace, did you do you know anyone with sailing experience?
I do. That would be me.
Interesting. Oh, you have said that.
I'm not sure we want to send you away as the captain of a dirigible.
It's true.
How much sailing experience?
Hmm.
We're talking
several years worth.
Five experience.
7 experience.
7 experience.
Interesting.
Were you a captain? Did you have booked your own ship?
I had a one-person vessel for a time. Spent much of my youth on a ship.
Huh.
Didn't know that.
Now you do.
Interesting.
So you could probably evaluate potential boat workers.
I could probably do that. Might be a little different up there than in the water, though.
Pretty much the same.
It's all
Well, maybe that's something we could tackle tomorrow, starting to put together a crew. You help me? I mean, you help me the search. And if you have 2 months.
Then we need to find ourselves some hacks.
Yes. 2 crews a ship.
Nah. Set them off on the ship and tell them how to bring it back down. Like, we're good. Unless some of them knows how to fall. Fine, then that can be our plan.
Sounds good.
Sleep and get a crew.
Alright,
so, you sleep?
How close are we to the forts?
Not too far.
There,
I mean, it would be a bit of a walk. So I didn't necessarily describe Neverwinter on the way in. But coming from the northeast we came from, that is probably one of the weakest parts of the city. Up here is a lot of
the
curious
weak.
it is the weakened part of the wall. And not all buildings have been rebuilt. But some of you know that there was a massive eruption in the nearby mountain that triggered a significant amount of damage in the city.
Is the water on the coast?
It is.
Oh, I thought it was way inland. Yeah.
you guys are up in that district.
Okay.
You
should be able to find sailors.
And so from this northeastern district that you are already in, you can head back out to the forest. The walls themselves are not pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like once fallen into ruin, and there wasn't an immediate effort to put it back. Although there's some construction. So the day passes, or the night passes, and you reconvene in the Lee Alleman household, and Lee Alleman asks you all to accompany him to his father's shop.
Yeah.
And when you guys get there, it's kind of unlocking a bit of a dusty location. And he is kind of surveying what remains. and you know takes a bit of a drop cloth off of this thing and kind of you know looks around and he says, well,
hey,
I'll certainly be able to help you guys. I think I've been I don't know quite how to say this. I don't know if being out there on an adventure like you guys is really my thing. we went on our forest journey, but I don't know. When I was back in Luskin crafting for you guys, it was, well, that was home. I liked it.
Well, that's certainly understandable, Leona. Just know that you've always got a share in the glass cannon adventure. That made sense when I started that sentence.
He says, well, speaking of share, I have this bag full of things that, well, wouldn't be fair of me to just resell here. We should parcel them out.
Hmm.
You take your portion of the loot, and I take mine, and, well, use it to feed my family. Yeah, so he opens his bag of holding and kind of begins to fish around in it for a second. The first thing he comes to and pulls out is this this old holy symbol. It is you recognize it from ages ago when you guys found that hilltop, the ruins in the hilltop, and this holy symbol is there. It doesn't have any, like, major significance, but it's not any use to him. And he sets it on the table there. And then he pulls out a ring, and he says, protection against cold, and sets it there. And pulls out a jeweled rapier sword and says, oh, yep, yes. And he pulls out a bottle of kind of this swirling, dark orange liquid, and gently sets it on the table. It's the alchemist fire. And then with a couple, like, clangs, he just, like, pulls up a number of things, and, like, this helmet that was Madhav's helmet with the glowing eyes, and a shield, and this key with a question mark in it, and a bowl wrapped in a cloth, that mirror bowl of the hags. He pulls up a kind of purple potion and a couple of tents. And did he give somebody the bracers of snail? Who took the third set?
I
think you got.
Did I? Was that where I wanted to have the
third? So.
Okay. Because they didn't require two of them.
They do not.
Okay.
They have charges.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I've given that to you. He also pulls out this chest with a ton of gold in it. Some dust of disappearance. And he already gave you that that brooch, that kind of pendant, before you guys left Luskin. It was a dragon's claw? No, dragon's fang.
Right, for
Shava. And we get that here. It is called Rage of the Pack. And that's in your inventory. Yeah, so he lays out all these things.
Pick up the shield. Remind me, where did this come from?
It was, on the front of it has Yondalin relic,
oh,
you know, sort
me.
Of decoration. It's this, it comes to a sharp point at the corner and comes up, and there's a bit of a chunk taken out of the top there. You know, a stylized chunk, not like somebody ate it. Do you take the shield?
Yeah, there are no objections.
Okay.
Did he put out the ring?
He put out a ring of cold resistance.
Hey.
Yeah?
You remember that ring that spoke to us?
No.
I was wondering if you'd be willing to part with that. I'd rather interest. In it, and I didn't see you ever use it.
Well, I guess I'll level with you. I'm a little concerned about it.
She seemed quite kind to me.
And you never know. On the other side, it could be a newbie.
Of course, we could be getting ghost catfished, I guess.
Yeah. Roll a persuasion check. What were you saying?
I did not get... I spent some time with it. I didn't get any shady vibes from it.
Well, you're an adventurer. Risk comes with the territory, I suppose. And from his bag, he produces a kind of brass metal ring with, on the top of it, almost kind of like a grape cluster, almost like a brain of purple gems. He kind of gingerly reaches up and hands it to Sariel.
Thank you.
Yeah, just don't get eaten.
How could a ring
eat you? Your guess is as good as mine.
I put it on the chain of my amulet.
Okay.
To keep it safe.
The books? What are the books in there?
Did you title all 50 books?
I titled about 13 of them.
Say what?
I titled about 13 of them.
Is it a while? I'm so happy. A book of good manners. Encyclopedia of needlework.
Oh. They're not just titled.
What? Look what this man did! There's like descriptions full on. Oh my gosh.
So I'll tell you the truth of what I did. I went to Project Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Those are the real authors.
Yeah.
And I pull excerpts from books.
Gourmet guide to Waterdeep.
Nice.
I think that used to be Europe.
Yeah.
And I pulled a section from Berlin that didn't mention any specific.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm so happy. I'm going to read these later.
Some of that stuff is useful information.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, might be applicable. I'm not going to say it's like, I didn't hide any secrets in there. Don't waste your time.
Okay. Oh, man, this is real exciting.
The Foolish Dictionary.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a couple of tents sitting out. Potion of Mind Reading. There's a number of potions there.
Okay. Is this
I bet this helmet will look real good with your new attire.
What helmet?
It's the one that... It's called the Dread Helm, effectively. It's kind of the steel helmet. And the mask is the visage of kind of a bear.
Ooh, that's
cool. And the eyes glow red.
What?
When you wear it.
That's dope.
Huh. Does it, would it count as armor?
No.
What?
It's a wondrous item.
What? Oh, that's so cool.
Wait, so what's it do?
It just glows red and looks pretty cool. It looks like
a
bear.
All right.
Oh, you should definitely. That
picks up.
Yes.
I will take this.
Right. Do you want the rapier?
Yeah.
For your inventory.
What was it called?
It is called the Dread Helm.
Dread Helm.
Plus one to accommodation checks.
Yeah, that should be.
Probably should be.
So it covers the eyes and they glow red, or the eyes are like appear like.
Like you can see through the glowing part. It's like Iron Man.
Okay. So like is it like how much of my face is visible?
Peanut butter or chocolate chip?
None of it.
Yeah,
it's
regular
it's a full it's a full head helmet.
Don't be too impressed. It was prepackaged dough. So
very
like
poofy. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so glad I left myself enough milk for this cookie. Two tents. Three vials of potions, whatnot. A mystery key. The sketchy scrying mirror. Ring of cold resistance. Some dust. Invisibility dust.
Is it part dust of translucence or
disappearance?
Mm. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I guess any unclaimed stuff can go in the pole bag. Let's see.
Which bag was it that had a person trying to grab stuff in it?
It's the raggy bag of hoarding.
The raggy bag.
We still have that?
We
still have stuff in it?
I can't believe that, like, we've gone 45 seconds. Well, minus the time that we didn't have the bag, but that was literally session 3.
Mm-hmm.
The time between, like, the first, like, this is really weird, and this moment.
The grabby bag.
The grabby bag.
We have the death stick inside, though.
The what?
The monarch.
Mm-hmm.
It's
inside
some best sticks.
It is.
Okay, good.
That's risky.
It seemed to be like a last line of defense, you know? But also, yeah, maybe not.
In the hoarding?
Yeah, because like if someone tries to grab it, they'll be like, oh. Guard bag. Oh, what if we could train the bag of hoarding?
You want to do general knowledge?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to try and train the bag of hoarding?
Bad idea.
Ooh, I want to reach inside and try to think of a creature that's living inside the bag and grab whatever pops up.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Roll an intelligence check.
That'll be a 12.
I can roll on this one, too. Nobody seems to be home at the moment.
Okay.
I'm looking around. Odd little creatures. You do feel a bit of almost magnetism on your fingertips. Like when you stick your hand into a bag of holding, you feel a bit of magnetism and then the object goes and sticks to your hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is like seeking, but it's not finding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you want to roll an animal handling check or something? Like,
could I like roll an arcana check? Is that what I'm doing?
Go for it.
Alright.
How are you examining this bag? I mean, because you guys have stared at it.
Yeah.
For a long time. Carried it around, like, a simple, another arcana check on top of the many you've already thought about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really going to swing it.
Maybe I'm going to just, like, lay it down to where it's, like, neutral. Just kind of like sitting on the ground. And then just, like, suddenly plunge my hand into it.
Okay.
Like, as if the bag could see me, I'll be, like, close to it. And be like, whoop! Like, really fast.
Okay.
Sneak up on me.
Yeah.
How invested are you into this plunge? I mean, do you, like, you want to go into the bag?
I mean, maybe not my whole self, but, like, up to the shoulder.
Up to the shoulder?
Yeah. Trying to basically provoke a reaction.
Sure. Are you, like, are you seeking something?
I'll just have in mind, like, I'll have in mind the history of the North.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and... Let's see. I guess I need to roll on this end. You roll an arcana check while, as you do so.
It's 5, 7, 13. Well, 8 plus 5.
From inside, you hear kind of this gruff, like, oh, you sent me a mess around.
It talks. Oh, wow.
Just because your ear's, like, right up next to it,
yeah.
you're like,
yeah.
Throwing yourself nearly into the bag.
Yeah.
Can Chava smell anything like that isn't bag in there, like person?
And the bag is pretty raunchy. So smells and liquids and stuff get kind of weird with bags of holding because they're not like implicitly invited into the bag.
Hmm.
So she can't smell anything in particular.
You can't put your snout.
Put your snout into the bag. Now we're talking.
I'm just trying to like sniff out a beast or.
Yeah. Go for it.
This perception?
Yeah. 23? It smells in here. Now that she kind of like puts her nose into the fabric of space-time reality that's been down there. to her, and I don't know how she's gonna necessarily communicate this to you.
But she can just tell me like what kind of thing she smells.
Sure. She smells a little bit of kind of musty wood, a bit of smoked ham, just kind of some fish, and just the faintest hint of crabby old man.
There's been a man.
Teleport smells like a happy hop one.
All right.
Someone put Kildrak in there.
Did you?
Nope.
Not last
time. I'll like repeat the same maneuver, but then be like, "Hello," you know, just like trying to like after the bag. I just imagine this is all going on like around a campfire in the courtyard.
No, this is in Leolman's dad's shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello. You're reaching your hand back in there. What are you searching for with this little reach?
I'll do another book this time.
It's like a needle. Cool. Make a strength check.
I should note overnight I attuned from the ring of attunement to.
Did I hand out a ring of attunement?
I mean, no, sorry. I read attunement. Ring of protection, sorry.
Okay.
Ring of attunement gives you one more attunement slot.
Requires attunement.
Shava grabs his belt to assist him.
Okay.
Back.
Strength check?
Yeah.
It's a negative one, so 11.
11.
But do you want to shout a roll or him roll?
I mean, this is kind of a surprise. Like, he's, like, starting to get pulled in, and, like, yeah, Shava reaches over and just snags him. And so he's, like, half in, half out this bag. Like, his center of mass is past, past the, you know, no going pack point, and his hand is, his other hand is holding the edge along with Shava.
I, like, put my foot on the bag and, like, yank on his arm just to try to pull him out.
Okay, so you just pull him out.
Can I try to hold on to whatever's holding me?
Okay, try, make an acrobatics check to try and kind of reverse this.
Okay.
This.
Use his weight against him.
Uh-oh. Same thing, 13.
13?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel kind of, you feel a hand. Like a wrinkly hand. That, like, you kind of reverse the grip on.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't have a great hold on you, and it just startled you forward. And this, you grab onto it and start pulling. And you pull and, like, get to the edge of the bag, just fighting the whole way, you and Ballas in tandem. And the first thing all of you kind of see outside of this struggle, this bag is just kind of sitting on, you know, nearly flat on the ground, kind of this puddle of bag, and this wrinkly tan hand is being lifted from inside the bag. I've been waiting a year for this.
What is going on?
Ballas is going to try to quickly switch from pulling on Lindell to pulling on the arm.
Okay. Make a check.
What kind?
This
anything.
Acrobatics.
Anything.
Oh, well, please.
Anything.
Oh, that's
pretty
good. That's really good. 26.
Okay,
oh.
He's going to try to escape. That's not as good as a 26. You grab onto this guy and pull him up, and this old, 5-foot-tall, maybe shorter, wrinkly old man is just long, white, grizzled hair, and he goes, "What's going on?"
I'll quickly just, like, shut the bag, you know, so like, fall back in it or something like that.
What are you doing in our bag?
What are you doing in my larder?
In your what?
My pantry.
What?
What?
Your pantry is in this bag?
My... This bag is in my pantry? What is this shot doing here?
Wait, where are you from?
Out of this bag. Here. This one.
Right out of you. You just came out of it.
You came out... Yes.
Let me see.
No! What are you doing?
He starts to approach the bag.
I
scoop it up.
You've been eating our food.
Have you been taking my ham?
It's our ham. We put it there.
Yeah. We were talking to ham.
Sometimes cheeses go missing, and this is why. Sometimes I never thought I'd be caught. I figured I'd catch one of you ruffians taking stuff from my stores.
So, let me get this straight. You decided to live in a bag of holding to steal from the owners of said bag of holding.
Where are we right now?
Where do you think we are right now? Where are you from?
An island in the middle of the sea. And there are no places like this on that island.
What year is it?
Yeah.
Well, this is... You're in Neverwinter on the Sword Coast.
I know Neverwinter.
You know Neverwinter?
I've been there a couple of times.
How far is that from your home?
400 miles?
What?
What? How... This is crazy. This bag is supposed to just be a... interdimensional pocket.
Yep.
The store thing.
Can I go home?
Yeah, what? It's like a... How is it... I'm confused. Is this bag actually a portal?
Did you enter this bag in the past?
Never.
You just have a pantry on your island. Please.
Wait. That's my bag. I want it back.
No.
I lost that. Well, some 100 years ago.
Does he look human?
Yeah. He's like the oldest dude you've ever seen.
Like the It's Man from Monty
Python. Listen, maybe we're getting off on the wrong foot here. Let's sit down.
I'll say you've been raiding my pantry for the last 100 years.
No, you misunderstand. We've only had this bag for months, like 4 months?
Like 2 months? Three months?
Yeah. We've got off some goblins.
What aperture
were
you just pulled through in your pantry? Was there a bag in your pantry?
No.
What was your hand in?
I was just in the pantry, and you reached down from the ceiling.
Is there anything else in your country?
All my things.
Rapiers?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes stuff just shows up there, and I think it's the boggles.
So,
or I thought it was.
Clarifying question. You were just now, you were in your home. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Go on.
You were in your home, stepped into the pantry.
Heard noises.
To get something.
To catch whoever's been stealing my stuff.
Suddenly, you were pulled through.
Well, this ragamuffin was sitting here, dangling his hand, trying to take stuff.
So, does all this stuff just show up in this man's pantry on this random island?
I think so, this whole time. Do you... Is there community on this island? Are you the only one on this island?
I should hope I'm the only one. Not, but the boggles for company.
What's a boggle? Am I familiar with boggles?
Make it. History check.
Boggles.
Is it an aberration?
History?
For real, is it a beast or an aberration? Because
I need to check.
I have bonuses for history checks.
20.
It's a
name. Something. 22.
The internet has died.
18.
And I require it. A boggle is neither aberration nor monstrosity. Or beast. Yeah. You have not heard of a boggle before, Sariel.
With a 22?
Well, first off, we apologize for anything of yours that we might have taken. We, it was unbeknownst to us that we were in your pantry this whole time.
To be fair, we only pulled out things that we put in ourselves.
True.
So we haven't stolen anything from you, technically speaking.
A struggle. I needed that shiny sword that one time, and it just wasn't there.
Well,
It was mighty irritating.
So, now that we know, what else is in your pantry?
He thinks about it for a second, and he goes,
well, from this direction, my house. And then the island, and then the world.
Wow, he has a point. We could pull the whole world. Well, it seems like this is like...
I want to try it. I try to grab an island.
Give an island.
He's got the whole world in here.
This is just very strange. Would you mind if one of us perhaps accompanies you back through the portal? Just to see... Not that we want to impose upon your hospitality. It's just very strange. You've been carrying this bag thinking it was only storage forever, and apparently it's some kind of portal?
Roll a persuasion check.
Persuasion. 0. Ooh, 16.
Only you.
And he reaches for the bag again.
I pick it up really quickly.
Lindell, think of a pantry.
You fall like 10 feet head first onto this. Suddenly you were sitting inside this decently dark pantry. There's a door right next to you. And cracks, through the cracks, some light is coming out.
Oh, wow. I mean, so yeah, push open the door.
Yeah, you
look around.
Like this itty bitty cottage you're in. It's... Is it blue? It's, as you look around, it's just this, it's essentially a shack. And not much to see here, although what, you can hear the sea outside.
Really? Oh, okay, I want to look out the window real quick. If there's something.
There's no windows, but you could open the door if you want.
Yeah, let's just open the front door.
You open the front door, and two steps away is just a massive drop. and you kind of like poke your head out. Like, this is a small ledge with some just stairs going down from this. And as you kind of just head down these stairs looking around, it's the greenest hills you've ever seen. Like, just covered in this, well, waist-high grass for you.
Yeah.
With these kind of rugged-looking sheep just walking along, eating. And then kind of this figure your height in black, pops up from behind a sheep and kind of looks at you. And then shoves the sheep down this giant hill, and it just this bundle of wool just going down, like, as you wish style, and you hear kind of the come over the wind, and then disappears behind another sheep, and, like, you don't see him anyway.
Why would you? Okay, this is weird. I'll make our way back to the shack, into the pantry, I think.
Yeah, as you turn around, like, these steps you thought were rickety, the entire house is, like, on these poles, hanging out off of a cliff on this itty-bitty island on, you know, the side of the ocean.
Yeah. I kind of want to live here. Yeah, I'll go back up. I'll go into the house.
And up top, you guys, like, this guy's like, hey, he's in my house. I need to go back. He's probably going to rummage around. You hear kind of this, ow! My ham!
Oh, my goodness. What's your name?
He kind of looks at you and then, like, tastes, you know, his dry mouth and says, how about a drink? And so he opens a very familiar cask.
Oh.
And offers you a drink. And the two of you kind of just sit with legs out over the abyss on the edge of the steps.
Yeah.
The weird part is there are tons of these, like, banners decorating the outside of the house. And like, on spears, you see, and they're not even the same thing, just kind of different pennants. Some of them just spears at this point because of the, you know, the wind snapping them off. Just these ancient banners. Like, his house outside is kind of decorated Mad Hatter style. And, you know, just reds and blues and all kind of sun-bleached and many torn. Just, it's kind of an odd sight, all these kind of spears poking out the side of the hill. And he goes, I haven't heard anybody ask my name in a long time.
Obi-Wan.
You see almost this kind of lucidity come over him, and he had kind of had this crazed energy to him before, but when you ask him his name and he kind of settled down, he goes, and he thinks, like, he's waiting. You can tell he's kind of waiting through this fog of memories. He reaches over and extends you his hand and says, Rudgic. My name's Rudgic. Yours?
Well, Matt Rudgic, I'm Linda.
How about Wild Man? This is a cottage in the middle of the Conan Archipelago. I don't know if this is well met to your taste.
Is that? Do I know where that is?
History check.
I'm proficient in that.
Whoa! So the Conan Archipelago is kind of where he said it is. I actually should probably just pull up the map of it.
Is it off, like, the Sword Coast? It's not, like, on the other side.
It is out in the ocean, off the Sword Coast. I mean, he was a little off when he said 400 miles away. But yeah, it's out in the ocean out there.
If you don't mind me asking, Rudgic, what's your story? How'd you end up out here?
Ow? And you can kind of see that lucidity fade. Again, he goes,
well, I'm a fisherman, and fishing is what I do. I have this nice fishing pole I found in my larder, and,
he pulls out, like, this kind of pole here, mm-hmm. and then with a flick of the wrist, it goes into this and just extended fishing pole.
Yeah. Well, certainly a worthy trade.
Speak up, boy. Oh.
Certainly a worthy.
He goes, oh, pardon my manners, and pulls out this, like, ear trumpet.
Oh yeah. I'll talk into it as a to him. Would you mind just going up and maybe meeting my friends, our party proper, and just...
Not interested!
Would you mind if we paid you a visit here?
No, no real estate. No, thank you.
Well, what if we made it worth your while?
Well.
No, he, and then he puts that ear trumpet away, and for a second there, he's a bit more lucid again. He seems to kind of be going in this back and forth.
A little bit, yeah.
He goes, nope, nobody wants to visit this island. Nowhere. He has this kind of, you know, raspier old man's voice.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm swinging wildly in between the two, just to characterize it. But...
Well, Regic, one, you strike me as an interesting person, and two, I rather like this place. Not that I think it'd be easy to travel here by regular means, but, you know, you seem to have a portal in your pantry.
I think I'd not mind it if nobody came here, because it's in the middle of nowhere for a reason.
To each his own. Well,
having been sitting around for a few minutes,
yeah.
Just kind of...
Lindo! Can I hear them through the pantry?
It's a couple doors away.
Okay, yeah. Well, Regic, aside from anything else, there is the matter of deciding what to do with the bag that is at the other end of your pantry.
It's mine!
Yeah.
It's mine.
How about we go and discuss it with my friends over a cup of something tasty?
Nah, how about you keep it? And... Get it back to me when you can.
You know, that's a fair deal, Regic.
Yeah.
Well,
it occurs to me that, and this is him lucid again.
Yeah.
Well, it occurs to me that you wouldn't be able to give it to me and me to also travel here.
True enough. I'll level with you. We are adventurers of sorts, and, well.
I was an adventurer once.
I think I would like to hear that story sometime, Regic.
I might tell ya.
Well, we're adventurers of sorts, and the utility of a portal that goes from one place to another place very far away is not lost on me, I'm sure, as it is not lost on you.
Well, it's nice to know stuff's not just disappearing. I had a friend of mine.
And like, trying to... You see him think about this friend and, like, try and coalesce. Who this friend was, and it seems like his kind of, I guess, insanity almost gets worse as he, like, tries to remember details about this. And he's like,
yeah, they made this bag for me, and it was real nice, but I forgot about it, and now I remember, and it's, yeah.
He shakes your hand, like, offers his hand to shake again.
It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to meet you.
You should go.
I respect your privacy, Regic. We may come call on you sometime, but we will try our best to leave you to your privacy. One last question. What did I see, like, him?
Yeah, he like, kind of fades off and, like, thinks about it for a second. If you wouldn't mind sending baked goods from time to time, I would appreciate it.
I think that's something we can manage quite easily. Would you like to read, Regic?
I'm all right at it.
I'll try to send as many books through as I can as well. I've come into some recently.
I appreciate it. Although, can't really account for the boggles. Things might go missing. I do try and keep my larder all locked up, but...
Well, I'm off. You know where to find us.
In New Patriot.
And I'll, can I get back to the ceiling of the pantry?
Yeah, so, you begin to head back, and as you were kind of crossing the threshold back into the door, you hear it, "You vomit!" And like, you just like, you see him out the open door, like, pick up this rock and just hurl it across the hillside. You assume it, you know, some rapscallion over there, and then he like springs up and takes off running in that direction. He seems to alternate between like this kind of frail and agile and like insane and somewhat collected fairly quickly. And as you go up, you reach up to the ceiling, and it's the ceiling of this larder, it goes down a level, not straight down, but it's kind of dug into the side of this cliff. In fact, like some of this, like it's an anchor that the house relies on to tether it to the side of the hill. In fact, if it were not for the magical energies, kind of looking around, this thing might be in the sea instead. You know, like this shack might have been in the sea instead.
Yeah.
So you kind of look around, and looking up, this dirt ceiling kind of goes to a point where it almost looks like burlap or fabric. It's really hard unless you really start looking for it, and you, like, put one foot on a shelf, put another, and then, like, push. Make a strength check.
Okay. That's 14.
Yeah, so you managed to, it's just, like, wading through thick folds of fabric. You pull it open, and on your end, the flap, kicks open, and this little white hand comes out, grabs the edge, and pulls himself up, tumbling onto the floor. The alarm goes, Matt's when it dies.
What on earth?
I'll just lay on the floor and, like, relate everything that I know so far. So, I mean, he seems a little bit crazy. A lot of it, like, he wants left alone. But maybe we could make friends with him over time? I don't know. He said he wanted baked goods and maybe books, although he doesn't read that much.
I thought you guys were going to go, like, try and hide in this bag of holding while escaping from the undead.
Oh, that could have been.
And I thought that's where we were going for a second.
That would have been trippy.
Yeah.
Up on this island. As I told him, I could see the utility of disappearing into another place 400 miles away if we were ever in.
Although our bag would just be kind of left wherever.
Yeah,
we just need to get back.
It's true.
Or no, where we'd end up if we came back.
It's true. Yeah, that could be kind of a last-ditch thing, I suppose. But, yeah, it seems like we should be careful about storing things in here in the future. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to find out. Maybe in, like, a couple of weeks, we'll go back and visit Magic and try to talk to him more.
That's R-U-D-J-E-K. For those of you that don't take notes.
He's
calling
Regic.
Regic.
It was
E-R-E-G-G-I-E.
R-U-D-J-E-K.
J-E-K, got it. Regic.
And my voice is shot. Somebody else take over.
Cool.
The almond goes over to another table and begins to kind of spread out some sketches. Sketches that you've seen him kind of working on over time. And just kind of while you're relaying the story, he lays them out. And Bellis, you catch a sight of them. They're kind of mechanical in nature. Some of them are sketches on those odd clockwork creatures that were flying around assisting the ship, the airship, for a while. And some of them have kind of like a figure of a man in there, embedded in it. He goes, I think my best skills would be put to building a Yinigu fighting machine. I think that in my off time, between working and doing this, that, well, I can still contribute to the adventuring party. One of you could be the pilot.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Giant sword. Just thinking about somehow integrating magical scrolls into it. Something that could really go toe-to-toe with Yinigu, maybe. It'll take lots of time. And I'll have to hire some other craftsmen like myself to get it done within a year. But, well, if you guys could bring me samples of things like Johar's hands in your searches. Just the mechanical one. Not the other one.
New objective. Johar's hand.
That would go a long way towards helping me build this. And I think this will be pretty good in the fight against Yinigo.
Definitely. So we'll be all on board with that. We'll be sort of seeing things go away as we come across them.
Nice. There's still a few more items on the table.
Let's see. I guess we'll bring those potions. What were the potions again? There was mind reading. Power's fire.
Yeah. Lealman gestures to one. He goes, that one's a potion of healing, but we got it from a hag's lair, and so I don't trust it.
Well, maybe last resort.
Better than dying?
Or it'll turn you into something gross. Who knows?
That's true.
Maybe dying would be better.
Most potions are temporary, though, right?
Death isn't temporary.
For some.
Oh, wait.
Well, we'll stick in the hole. And, you know, maybe we'll come.
There's a couple of tents sitting there as well.
In the hole.
Yeah. In the hole.
Okay.
We'll probably need those.
Yeah, probably.
Is the death stick still in the bag of hoarding?
Oh, that's not a good place for it.
I immediately
yeah.
take it out. In the portable hole instead.
Oh boy.
Please don't roll that. Please don't roll that die.
Guys, you're creeping so bad.
He controls all the boggles with it.
That's true.
Dance to my tune, minions!
Oh man, I missed an opportunity.
Oh jeez. Oh yeah.
But really though, you dodged a bullet.
No, jeez. Yeah, let's put that in the hole. I mean, yeah, definitely the hole. I think what happened if you reached inside a bag of holding and click the immovable rod and then turn it on. It's not a bag of holding, right? It's a difference between
it. It's extra dimensional.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, we'll throw.
You'd have to reach the same exact distance back in.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
I know my table's janky. It was $30.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we'll basically shovel everything out. I mean, I'll sort of push the mind reading my backpack, I guess.
No. Okay. Oh, it shows that Sariel has the monarch in her backpack.
Oh, the...
What?
The staff of control.
No, I definitely gave it to them.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It wouldn't fit in my backpack.
You have just one of those itty-bitty little things?
I have a normal, like, backpack.
The rod? It's not
a
staff.
I keep thinking
yeah,
it's
you
like
can think
staff.
It's a staff.
Jeez. No, I definitely gave it to B. I just felt like it would be safer
in
an extra-dimensional space.
Put it in the bottom of the hole, like, under.
That works.
Yeah.
It just looks like a teenager's bedroom in there.
Yeah.
Thrown out.
Lindell, did you say you were taking
you
the alchemist
couches in there? So.
Yeah, I'll take that too. May as well.
Okay.
Or the little hammock with the havoc.
Nice. Dust of disappearance.
Ooh. Would you want that for the museum?
Dust. Does it just make you invincible, or
and objects and creatures nearby?
Whoa.
Yeah. For 2d4 minutes.
That's cool.
How many uses?
I don't recall. I can check. That's it.
Alright.
Cool. Yeah, everything within 10 feet of you.
Is it still the evening we got to Luskin, or everyone?
Nope, you guys stayed up past midnight, slept,
oh.
And in the morning went here.
Okay.
Yep.
There were some things I wanted to do that night.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize we had moved on to
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I think you were in the other room.
I'm sorry.
Let's finish with the inventory thing first. Mm. Mind reading, you're taking.
The backpack. Luskin, you want to do that? Mm-hmm. What's your mind reading?
Sure.
Holy symbol.
What kind of holy symbol is it?
You know who it
T Y R. Tier? Tire?
Tire? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe these ones. Is it look like it's like precious metals? Or is it
magical?
Yeah, I mean, as much as anybody's. You wouldn't be able to tell necessarily.
I was holding out the
symbol. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives off the same, like, holy symbol, arcane focus sort of magic.
Okay.
Nah, not really.
Alright.
A mystery key?
Ooh. Do we know what that does yet?
It opens 1 in 20 locks.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we had a mystery key.
You do.
Dope.
That's what happens when one person hoards all of your stuff.
Let's see. That'd be useful for you?
I don't know. I'll make a habit of breaking into things.
No, all right.
So it's yours then?
Yeah. We'll put that in the hole, I guess, as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think a little while ago, your stash eclipsed the element of stuff you hold on to.
Yeah.
We
do have some things.
Looting your body is going to be a long process.
Oh, no.
Ring of cold resistance.
Mm. Should definitely keep that on hand.
It's the only thing here that requires attunement.
Yeah.
To have an open slot.
Not me.
I'm going to tune to my nexus, right?
And if you choose to, the thing that you give Shava.
Well, you have to
attune to it, Shava's your dome.
So for to work for Shava, I have to do?
That's why you have to use your reaction to cast.
Gotcha.
Or sorry, your bonus per reaction.
Okay.
Scrying mirror?
Ooh, definitely a hole.
Yep.
I think we can just uncover it, leave it in our bedroom.
Okay, last thing is that ring. No one else. He's keeping the ring and jumping.
Ring and jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The cold resistance ring?
Yeah, for anybody to have.
I'll just put it in my pocket. Just in case.
Oh, wait, I'm already attuned. My cloak is also attuned.
Okay.
My special sneak cloak.
Okay.
I guess I don't think I...
You max out?
I think I have two things that are attuned. My javelin and the flame tongue ruby.
Mm.
I think the javelin's attuned. The lightning javelin.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, no? So I only have... How many... Is it three things you can have attuned, or two?
Three.
Okay, so...
So you currently are attuned to your flame tongue ruby.
Yep.
And that is all.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, yeah. No one else wants it.
Do you want to raise protection, too? I'm not wearing
it. Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay.
Is that just plus one AC, or...
Is it plus one, or two? No, yeah, it's plus one. Yeah, that's right.
Dude.
Yeah, plus one.
So the ring of protection grants you a bonus to... Plus one to AC and to saving throws.
All saving throws?
Yes.
What?
You keep forgetting that.
I know.
You did know it one time.
I've had this item for a while.
Where'd you get it from?
Where did it come from?
I'm in the focus.
Mod? No.
It could have been Mod of.
It was Garth Brooks? Yes.
No, he didn't hand out any loot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everybody?
Yeah, we didn't kill him.
Well, no.
AC just got crunk.
What are you at now?
18.
Nice.
Nice.
Is that including the shield too?
No. That's not including the shield. Dang.
Are you equipping it?
I think it's as soon as I find a good one-handed weapon.
Yeah.
I think I'll just have it on my back for now.
Okay.
But I probably won't use it yet.
Cut off part of the handle of your blade.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah, 20.
Dang. That would be awesome.
Alright.
Boot done.
Alright.
And what's the ring of frost? Is this half damage to cold?
Yes.
I'd like to use the sinning stone, but the DM has not gotten back to me. So I can't do that.
I had a lot of stuff to do this right now.
I know. It's just been like a month.
Is it like sinning?
I wanted to that night try and, like, I've seen Wendell pray and I saw Henry pray, you know, like, I want to kind of, like, try and pray to Metanira, because that's a thing. Like, I want to just, like, sit down and focus, like, really, really hard to be like, Mira, I need to talk to you. Mira. And just, like, spend some time trying to talk to Mira.
Okay, you spend a while. Eventually you hear a voice that says, please hold.
Are you doing it through the sending stone?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
It doesn't work that way.
And it says, if your call is urgent, please respond.
Hang up.
Very
and call
urgent. Urgent. Representative.
You hear Nira's voice eventually say,
Nira, some serious stuff has gone down. I apparently have the ability to heal this mysterious plague.
Yeah, well, I'm in a riot about it, trying to find out what's going on.
You don't know?
Is that my doing?
Is it Eldad?
She still doesn't know what's going on.
Any
all
ideas?
According to
them. No, I'm sure. Any ideas at all?
Well, we have researchers on it.
Yeah.
You're just a magical woman.
No, I trust you.
With your life, all your powers.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, technically, I'm not a magical woman. This is all you.
Yeah, you wrote it to me.
So, technically, the weird thing is happening to you.
No, it's not even me. So we actually have me hooked up to all these machines in here.
Oh.
Trying to figure out what's going on. We decided that it wasn't me, so I got unhooked and it was nice.
Metanir is Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, there's a show called Gravity Falls.
Yes,
oh, that's a good show.
And I straight up stole the unicorn. I was just flipping through the monster manual, saw Kirin. I was like, this one's powerful enough to provide magic abilities to somebody. There we go. 2 and 2 makes 4.
I love it.
I digress.
What are you saying,
so,
Nia?
No ideas at all.
Like some new research.
Yeah,
was you. Something about the biochemical aspects of your relationship to these creatures.
My relationship?
Well, I mean, just your spatial relationship.
You're saying if I touch them, stuff happens?
Biochemically, yes. It's not even magic. I mean, it could be magic, but we can't determine if it's because it doesn't flow through me.
Is it because I'm an Azamar now?
That is one of the leads that we're chasing down. In fact, we're trying to find another Azamar for testing. If you know any, send it our way. Well, send it your way.
By send her your way, do you mean kill her?
No. Well, you can just keep her. And see if she can find other people that are hurting and sick.
I'll keep my eye out. Hey, can you think of any reasons why a relationship with a red dragon would be a good idea?
Come to think of it, I can't think of any bad reasons. Would you like some more powers?
I mean, more's good, yeah.
Yeah, we'll try and sneak some more out of Eldath.
Menomira's, like, personality has completely changed this day. Because Joshua was not prepared.
I love it.
You're amazing.
Oh,
I feel like there was another thing I was going to ask you. Please hold.
Hang on, I don't know what this is.
Any ideas on the monarch? Yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how to...
Yeah, the research has been going along swimmingly, but the more pressing issue, we think, is this current issue of you touching people.
Promise I asked the permission first. And I mean, good is coming of it.
But we are suspicious of everything, as we should be.
Okay.
But if you think that our efforts will be better served the monarch, then we can.
Oh.
We still have a team on it. We're looking for a disposal site. We're not even interested in using it.
I just have this crazy evil artifact, ancient artifact, on my person, and I'd like to get rid of it.
Yeah, don't use it.
Won't use it.
Don't get killed by that, guys.
Might.
Because they might use it.
They might, yep. Oh, we almost lost it to a crotchety old man.
That's true.
So that's good.
Are you sure you want more powers?
Wait, this is before that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to lose it.
We're
heads up. Heads up, you might lose
it.
You might want to take it out of that bag. I'm suspecting of it.
Thanks for the powers and stuff, and let me know when you find out about my crazy super healing and the other thing, the monarch.
Sure thing.
Anything you want you to do?
No, he's still sleeping. As far as we can tell.
Okay.
By that I mean locked away. The abyss. I'm sure he's real. Right ticked on the other side. Gnashing to get out. Nothing new, though. Oh, there have been gnolls seen in your city.
In where?
Gnolls, yes. In Neverwinter.
Oh. That is to be expected. There's a coven of hags somewhere in the city.
Yeah, perhaps chasing them down would allow you to find them.
Chasing the gnolls down?
Seems like a good epicenter.
Epicenter.
Got a tickle there? Here?
Not everything is what it seems.
That's a great idea. We'll try that. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, no problem. No, you're my number one priority. Call again.
Oh, yeah, how did that work? Can I just talk to you whenever I want?
Yeah, you should. Sometimes it takes longer than others. There's some pretty incompetent people on our end sometimes. We're all half of us.
How's my husband?
He's doing quite well. In fact, well, we sent him on a secret mission.
You what now?
You'll find out.
No, I would like to know, please.
No, just say thank you.
Nira.
Nira! I can't believe you fall for that again, dear. I just said click.
I thought he wouldn't come with me. What secret mission? What did he agree to?
He's not going anywhere, dear. He's just visiting somebody's dreams.
Oh.
Planting fake prophecies and all that.
Oh. In Neverwinter?
Yeah.
About me?
Yeah.
I've heard of these prophecies.
Well, you should be hearing more about them.
What's the purpose of this?
To draw out the baddies.
So you're using me as bait.
You literally went there
and
as a vengeance quest.
Has agreed to use me as bait.
You mean the sound where was that?
I'm sure. Okay, I guess that's all I need to know. Thanks, Nira.
You know, it goes both ways, right?
I like throw myself down on my pillow and like angrily ignore her.
You have an idea.
Every few minutes.
Every few minutes.
No, no.
Did anybody else want to do something yesterday?
Retune. I think I'm good.
Sorry.
Oh, we don't have
You're fine.
We don't have the tents yet, right?
Okay. You now have the tents, now that we're skipping forward.
All right. When it becomes night on this day, I will do something.
Okay. We're not quite there yet. So, what are you guys doing in Neverwinter?
Well...
So, guys, I've recently come upon some information.
Tell me, tell.
What happened to that cookie?
Well, it, like, split on... It split not on where it was perforated, so some of them are, like, half the size. But, you know, I'll taste the same problem. I recently come upon some information of gnolls in the city, and I think it would be a good idea to follow them to potentially track down Spagcup.
Alright. That sounds like a good lead. Well, it's our only lead, yes.
It's our only lead, so...
Shaba and I want to try to track some gnoll.
Alright.
Track some gnoll.
What are you doing to it?
Look around for gnoll tracks, and Shaba's going to sniff for gnoll.
Alright, you are in a somewhat urban environment at this moment. You do not...
Split off
well, roll a sniffing perception check. You don't see any. Sitting around
right.
On doorsteps, catcalling women.
21.
When the wind is out of the south, you get a little bit.
Mm. When I was out in the forest for my snoozy things, did I see any footprints or anything that seemed out of place?
Nothing in the forest.
Shaw's best guess is that maybe gnolls in the south part of the city. All
right.
There's also, that's not water, that's a giant chasm in the middle of the city.
What chasm?
Just so you know.
Just like, to the center of the earth?
Yep.
Let's go.
That's where you need to go.
Spend enough time underground.
Yeah, right, for the time being. I guess while you're out looking, we might split off and go see if we can hire us a crew. Kind of multitask our team. Team multitask.
Yeah, that's for the party.
No.
While I go look for gnolls.
Of course, it will be like, do not engage.
By the way, are fey wolves snuggleable, or are they, like, incorporeal?
They can bite you.
Okay. Cool.
I'll go with Volozeal as backup.
Okay.
So, I hate Volozeal.
Hey.
Oh, and as we go, look, I'll just turn myself into, in my hat of disguise, just an average-looking gnome.
Okay.
Is it gnoll? Like, yeah, that's
an average looking gnoll child.
Gnoll child.
I mean, they're like 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna make my way southward into the chat.
Okay.
Presumably over a bridge.
Heading southward.
Make
a moment. Yes, you cross a bridge. The bridges here are pretty dang tall.
Yeah.
Like, they have successive arches, these white bridges. Two of them are rather new-looking, and all of them are decently pristine, and you know, kind of moderately busy. You see, as you approach this kind of green highlighted area, that there is a wall built around this section of the city.
Palisade,
the
Goblin
Wall.
No, it's pretty well built. I mean, it's not as well built necessarily as like the outside city wall, but it is manned. It is manned by people in Neverwinter regalia walking along up top.
Is there like an open gate or anything?
So there are a series of ladders on this side. Essentially, this side of the wall is a lot more accessible than the far side.
Is the blue region walled off, or just the green one?
So, mostly to the green one, yeah.
Hey.
Although this is not strictly... this section here is also walled off. So this part of the blue is good. This is still... this is still walled off.
I want to go on a leisurely stroll as far east as I can and see if I can identify whether... If Shaw can identify whether the nullish smell is coming from more of the east, southeast, or southwest. Or if it's not even, like, coming from inside the city.
Yeah, so as you essentially patrol this side of the wall, roll a little sniff check.
Oh, perfect 20 for a total of 25.
Nice. So you gather that it is more south. And as you're kind of relaying this to Sariel, it seems like your presence has kind of made itself noticed. Essentially, you have attracted the attention of the people upon the wall.
Can I, hail one of the guards?
Yeah, so...
As she hails one of the guards, I just happen to step behind the wall and cast Pass Without Trace myself.
Jeez.
Whoops.
Hello.
Approaching you is a dark, dark, curlier hair. Kind of wavy hair, I guess. Of a broad-chested fellow in blue, being flanked by a couple of guards. He has this rather large left side pauldron that would cover nearly half of his helmet as it projects upwards from his shoulder.
I just need to know that I rolled a 39 to hide. Am I hidden?
At this moment. And the two of them somewhat approach. The three of them approach. And as he gets closer, he goes, I thought you had a companion around here.
I did. He kind of likes to disappear on me sometimes. Perfectly annoying. I'm new to the city.
I've heard much about you.
Shaw is sitting beside her, like nothing weird is happening.
You have?
In fact, I, perfectly honest, intended on visiting you tonight.
He's a fan of Rash.
You know me?
Well,
just
everybody in the city is hearing of your accomplishments. I'm Lord Neverember, and you are the Ever-Shining One.
Please call me Sariel.
Well, very good. Neverember?
It's great to meet you. Are you... You obviously aren't.
No, indeed. Not for myself. It's more of a, well, I suppose, if you welcome me, I have a bit of a story to tell you.
Sure.
He goes along, he says, well, I don't know how much you know about Neverwinter, but ever since the eruption of Mount Hotnow, the rulership has been rather lacking. And a few, a decade of so has it been that long? I came from Waterdeep and decided to restart the economy, see what I could do. I provide adequate protection. I was assigned to the role of Lord Protector at that time. Now, there are a number of gangs in the north east of the city. They like to say that I'm not the true ruler. And frankly, what I say to that is their time is over. The man that they call themselves the son of is dead and gone. And, well, Neverwinter needs to be a stronger place and can do that while I'm constantly fending off attacks by these.
Are they walking and talking?
Yeah.
By attacks? There have been attacks on the city?
Well, not in the city. They live in the city. They're just
gangs.
Oh,
they're gangs.
Yes.
I understand.
Shaw's walking. As if she belonged she's with Sara. But you know in Toy Story 2 when Woody tells the dog to act casual? That walk?
That's it.
She's just looking like overly casual. As it. I told her to go with Sariel and act normal, but she rolled a 7 for intelligence. So she's trying way too hard to act normal.
So you are the ruler of the city?
Yes, although some would say otherwise.
Sure. I wonder what this walled-off area is. Is this the...
Well, this chasm opened up in the earth, and, well, all sorts of nasties have been crawling out of it. Beasts of unusual sizes.
What
not recently. Certainly not recently. Creatures with no lips. Creatures, just massive, hulking, red-skinned creatures. Creatures with, more recently, creatures that walk on four pincers with kind of these carapace-like. It's a real nasty thing to have in the middle of the city. And the chasm itself is not to be trifled with. I assume you have dreamcatcher dolls, being new to the city.
Dreamcatcher dolls?
You're gonna want some of those.
Why is that?
I assume you have companions with you, unless
I
you came alone. So these dreamcatcher dolls prevent the madness. You see these creatures that are here often used to be civilians. And there's a, what my mages call it, a psychic wailing, coming from within that chasm, and well, from reports, it's been going on a while. It can be heard nearly to the mountain. And focus burst of that catches you at high tide, however it can be explained, and then madness ensues, and further exposure to it only further corrupts. It's,
okay.
It only happens for people in their dreams. It speaks to them on a subconscious level.
Interesting.
But it's spent too much time in the city without one of these dream catchers, and you might become one of them.
Thank you for the warning. I'll try and pick some of those up. Do you know where I can find them?
All sorts of trinket shops throughout the city. There's no shortage of them. Although, do watch out for counterfeits. They're not hard to make, but there are those.
Have you noticed any other strange creatures south of the city? This part man, part dog, almost hyena.
Those
gnolls.
Yes, gnolls. Within the past month or so, they've been running around within the confines of this chasm region. This used to be a flourishing district. It was the Arcanist quarters. It was, the other half of it was a bit of a rat's nest. Won't be missed as much, but...
So the gnolls are in the chasm? They're coming from the chasm?
Well, we don't necessarily monitor things that come in and out of that, but they do, there are packs that run around within there.
Hmm. Great. Well, you mentioned you wanted to come and find me. Was there something you wanted to...
Specifically for the purpose of bringing your healing to the gangs, the sons of Alagandar. They are certainly no friends of mine, but, well, within the past couple of years, begun to feel that reunification is finally possible. I mean, the economy is picking up, bridges are being rebuilt, the walls finally themselves being rebuilt. I mean, for God's sake, there's orcs living in the old mage's tower on the northeast side of town. And we haven't attacked anybody, but our walls couldn't even protect against that. They just took up residence.
I would, of course, like to heal as many as I can.
Roll a perception check.
Jeez. I can't. It's literally not even possible. No, I don't. Five.
I haven't followed him, though.
Yeah. You don't see him.
Well, should I just make my way there? Do you want me to go with you?
He said orcs on the north side of town. Where is that?
The northeastern. Northeast. No.
The yellow. Yeah?
The yellow part.
Yeah.
Yellow bits.
Yeah. It's the old cloak tower. No, named for the, it was before my time a bit, but I think they were called the Starry Cloaks. It was a guild of mages. Funny story about that place. Some expedition to try and reopen the tower. During the spell plague, well, as you know, a great many mages went mad.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was found empty. The one lone survivor said that the place was empty and the cloaks were hung up on the pegs on the walls, and then the cloaks attacked and destroyed the entire party.
Wow. That's odd.
But for some reason, the orcs were allowed in there and have, well, been a decently peaceful tribe ever since. I imagine some fragment of a fuller tribe that had some disagreement just moved to somewhere a bit more accommodating.
Well, I think I'd like to regroup with my compatriots. And is there a place I should meet you or a time?
See.
I mean, I'm assuming you would like to meet as I go.
Yes. Let me gather some men and see by within a couple hours I'll meet you there.
Okay.
If that works for you.
That's fine.
Meeting.
The tower-ish area. Or, yeah, the gang areas. In the pink.
I guess we would probably establish, like, a meet-up time and place sometime later in the day. Go about our business.
I hope something
is
okay.
Do you think somebody might be back at the Kieran's house? Yeah.
2 o'clock.
Okay, you guys went recruiting. You head out towards the seaside of the town. Ballast, roll a wisdom check, and Lindell, roll a perception check.
Perception.
That's 8.
12.
Okay. You manage to, in this effort, pick a fellow who seems moderately competent. You end up paying him more than he's worth. And with him, he recommends a couple friends that you can follow up on in the future. That's 30 gold.
30 gold?
Yeah.
That's a good lot.
For how long?
For this guy's...
like a sailor agent or something like that?
The 30 gold up front, and within 2 months, and we'll renegotiate.
So he's agreed to, like, kind of recruit for us, basically? Or he knows some people?
No, he just offered you a couple.
People, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. He said he'd meet back up on the ship.
Alright. I guess we'll have kind of sense enough for, like, is he offering us a full crew, or basically? Like,
no, you just hired this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, for the position of bosun.
Oh, okay.
And he's just kind of a burlier guy.
Right.
Cool.
I got a bosun. Should we, like, put, like, job notices up around?
Do you want to restrict your search to people that can read?
Oh, yeah, shoot. Like a picture of the airship. And, like, a
map
arm or something. I don't know. yeah, like a map.
Funny enough, the Blood Rose, since it hasn't been renamed yet, if you want to rename it.
Grand Rash.
Oh dear. It's not the only thing floating above the city of Neverwinter in a peculiar way. In the Tower District, you will also find a floating, let's see, kind of top third of a tower. It's this kind of alabaster. It's a very white, I guess kind of off-white. It's nearly moon-colored. You know, whenever the moon is bright. And just these kind of floating steps step upwards from a portion of it. It doesn't go all the way to the ground. And seems like kind of floating moonlit fragments spiral their way downwards.
From the floating tower, you mean like the... I nudge the nearest guy.
Hey, you want to go?
Oh, no, sir. Just a question. What's that?
Oh, hey, that. They called that the Shard of Night until recently.
The what?
The Shard.
Good night.
Good night.
And now it's your shiny. And tell me a new name. But it's probably the Shard of Shiny. Yeah, no, that was definitely it. Now I think about it, it's the Shard of Shiny.
What happens in this Shard of Shiny?
Happens in it, or...
Yeah, what's it for?
Well, it's... I think it used to be a tower. And then... It's not anymore. It used to be kind of this evil-looking thing above the sky. And, oh. Well, actually, I didn't see it back when it was evil, but... you see, a couple of years ago, when I first set eyes here in Neverwinter, I said, "Oi, what's that? Much like you're doing now."
Oh, yes.
I said, and he's this older chap, and he looked me dead in the eyes and said, "It's just sort of shiny," and it goes on. And I checked with the next person, and Shiny is this magnificent goddess. That's all I know.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's good investigative.
I've always been good at that. Oh,
there you go.
I hear you hiring.
Oh, it's already been filled. Thank you for your interest.
Don't want that voice around. I have two gears when it comes to voices.
Yeah.
Three, and the third one's Kieran.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Well, I suppose if the bosun is what we found, then we'll go back up with them to check in and continue our search after this.
All right, so you meet up. And
so I met this lord. Dagger? Nope.
Never.
No. I didn't even tell you the first name, and she nearly guessed it.
Daggerfall?
Nope. Daggerfall. Lord Daggle Neverwinter.
Oh, wow.
Neverwinter.
Lord Neverwinter?
Nope, Neverember. Not Neverwinter. He's from the long line of Neverembers who have never set foot in Neverwinter until later. Neverwinter is named after Lord Never...
Winter.
No. It was initially Never's Winter, which he called this place because he thought it was going to be his last stand against the orcs some thousand years ago. So, Lord Never.
I can tell you've put so much effort.
This pains me. Because there are more words in the universe. Except all of them are right here in Neverwinter. Never again. It's too water deep. We'll call everything salty.
Salty. Salty salt shop.
Met Lord Never Ever. He's apparently the leader of the city. Kind of. So I guess they come from families who used to rule Neverwinter, and now they're just ruffians. Anyways, Neverember wants me to go there and heal people in the same fashion I did yesterday, as a peace offering to hopefully bring unity to the city. Which I don't really care about unity in the city. I would just like to heal as many people as possible. Even though it's very weird.
Does it not make you tired?
Not at all. It's not anything like my normal magic. It's. And Nira said that she has no idea what it is either.
Well, it seems like a worthy pursuit. I mean, if it's safe, is he sending guards with you? Not that you need it.
I'm meeting him and well soon. Okay. In that part of the city.
Suggestion for the name of the airship. The Ravenous. Like Ravenous is spelled with PH, which happens to be Latin for radish.
Yes.
Ravenous?
The Ravenous.
Ravenous. I like it.
Cool, now I'll change the name to the Ravenous. Could you spell that?
Well, that's just a picture of radish. There you go. That's just what it's on the side of
I had it in my head spelled more like Ravenous.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's close.
Do you want, like, an adjective with that, or is that just...
No, the Ravens. The Ravens, Ravens.
Yeah. Ravens. What? Well, you've had better networking than we did. We hired a bosun. That's about it.
A what?
A bosun.
The Higgs
bosun.
His name is Higgs. We name him Higgs.
Higgs bosun. What is a bosun?
My name is Higgs.
Oh, is he here? Is he with us?
No.
He's just standing right there.
Oh, hey, what did you get?
You told me to follow you. So I say, if you're going to pay me $30, I'll follow him. I'll follow him to the bathroom.
Won't be necessary.
He's such a shady character.
He's not the shadiest.
Yeah.
Not as shady as Solomon.
Oh, I'm so sad you guys ditched Solomon. Solomon could be the captain of your ship. I'll tell him.
You'll tell him.
Maybe when he gets here, we'll hire him. It's been a while, I guess.
Remind me to tell him never remember about
Solomon. I know this bro named Solomon.
No, he's not the Emperor of Luskin.
we should talk about outfitting your ship.
Okay.
Currently, there are two ballistae, one of which is mostly damaged.
That's just like a giant crossbow, right?
It's a massive crossbow, yep. Single person can wield it. That's the wrong word?
Yeah.
Operate it. Yeah, one of them's heavily damaged. There's spots for four. Now, down at the docks, you saw some ships outfitted with ballistae. Some others outfitted with mangonels, which are essentially catapults. Like...
And trebuchets?
Sorry. They're more like... Well, let me double check. It's a traction trebuchet.
I'd say at least one of the trebuchets would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe repair the other ballista.
Yeah, we could repair the other ballista, and then that leaves two more slots? Four more slots.
Two more.
I mean, generally, ships kind of are even, so, like, you'll get two mangonels, two ballistas.
Okay.
Essentially what you can expect, flipping back to the ballista salesman. What you can expect from these fine here crossbow launchers. A ranged weapon attack, pretty good at distance. Anything over 500 feet, I wouldn't bother. However, if you really, really want to give somebody a headache at that far away, 800 feet on these mangonels... Not quite as good at close range stuff, but they're not super accurate. Anyways, I would say any farther than a short bow could shoot, but you can't rely on it.
Yeah.
But it still has a chance.
Two mangonels and two crossbows, or this close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be pretty dope. Like 800 feet in the air.
How much would that cost? The repair of the ballista and the two throwaway thingies.
You see here. Yeah? Well, we'd have to see what sort of condition that your poor little ballista is in. Perhaps we might even just have to replace the whole thing. It could just be scrapped. But we'll certainly have to take a look at it, make sure all the springs are in there properly and all the sinews are properly aligned and make sure there's no termite damage.
Is this guy trying to like pull it over on us?
It's a used car salesman.
Yeah, okay.
I will get the cost of things to you guys.
Right,
but I don't want to just establish something right now off the top of my head.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I suppose I wouldn't know this, but doesn't a traction trebuchet require like a whole bunch of people to yank on it? I mean, you need like a team of people pulling on it.
Heck if I know, man. Let me check.
It's like a torsion trebuchet has like a spool, but I think a traction trebuchet is like a bunch of ropes that you have a team of people pulling on, and that's what actually fires it.
Interesting.
Which means you can reset it like almost instantly because all you have to do is step back, but you have a bunch of people.
Don't know.
So I'm using the Unearthed Arcana that just got put out for this.
That's cool.
Which I would have kind of just had to make this stuff up before,
yeah.
But now I get to make it up. And look at things.
Mike Marlins approves of it.
Oh, and the bosun does the repairs.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of the technical advice.
Right.
And leads repair and maintenance efforts.
Thanks.
A good bosun has a high strength score, as well as proficiency with carpenter's tools and the athletic skill. I see nothing about mangonels. People need to be there. If there are not enough people, like if half your crew is gone, you can only fire half your weapons.
Mm-hmm. Right, sure.
That's effectively what this thing does.
Question about the Dread Helm.
Yeah.
How are the light eyeballs activated?
voice.
Cool. What kind? Like, is it a magic word or just like?
Just every time you talk, they just get brighter.
Oh, what? Like,
yeah. You kind of have to like get in front of a mirror and kind of like practice, because if you just like start monologuing, then your eyes are gonna start doing like. But if you like really get some volume, they just, you know, like you know, Batman, whenever he's running around, like, and all everybody's getting poison cloud affected by this psychotic stuff put in the sewers, and you see the horsemen of the apocalypse drive by and like, yeah, like that.
That's so cool.
I guess the meme is where you make people's eyes red.
Yeah,
I should just gone with that.
The meme helm.
So we attached to a catchphrase. Every time you get into battle, you're like, it's time to drop some ballast and
Alright. I guess we get so ship outfitting squared away. Are we
down. Oh. He's been trying to play with the string lines on the mantle.
No.
Are we accompanying? Should we all go together to the gangland?
Gangland? It's like Dolly Parton land, except for gangs.
Yeah.
Can you see over here? It's like a G. It stands for gang. There's a sword here.
Yeah.
C for sword. Hold them sideways.
Too far. Yeah, let's go with you guys.
Okay.
Guys, get part together.
A detachment of troops joins you at the edge, and the detachment stays back. Lord November is kind of forward, but he is guarded, especially by a couple of more heavily armored characters, and you know, just full plate that stand between him and the rest of the party, and the squad moves forward. Now, a very similar experience happens here that happened last night. And moving through the city, you were somewhat recognized. And then, like, as you kind of went through, people would come up to you and like, you know, bring sick people with them, you know, especially people that were just completely blind. So you're getting some recognition just by your face. But starting out here is a bit more precarious. Is maybe people are definitely a lot more shy to approach this armed caravan. Be it because they're armed or, you know, because they don't necessarily know what to expect. But eventually, they're just running full shop again, just walking through the district, people coming out of the woodwork. A number of you know, doing so kind of attracts crowds, and with that, again, some more beak-nosed doctors. I'm just kind of watching.
And these beak-nosed doctors, they're just kind of, they're not, like, approaching, they're just kind of watching the proceedings.
Yeah, they're just kind of watching from the edges. You can certainly ask about them if you want. Just somebody in the crowd, and you can...
Yeah, I'll just do that. You know, put somebody aside and just be like, are those your local physicians?
Yeah, they're the, servants of the Tristitch. They've been trying to provide sound medical advice for the Vale, and well, their efforts have largely been unsuccessful as far as I know. You'd think they would kind of take their masks off and be happy for this sort of thing, but they just kind of watch. And as you watch, three of them kind of stop this family and not interrogate them, but you know, kind of talk to them. And after a little bit, you see. Someone hold out their hand, and you see a couple of the doctors reach forward and like kind of grab them by the forearm. You know, these kind of dark billowing cloaks, and just kind of around this guy. And then within a couple minutes, this family kind of shuffles off again.
Also, very interesting. Did y'all meet back in the yellow region back at the Curious House before we went over there?
I assume, yeah, we probably met her in the other, you know, space.
Right. I didn't. I went to the Dryhouse and the other place and met you there.
Alright. Cool. So where's Felicity? Oh!
Just disappeared along with his dog.
He means business.
Oh my goodness.
I saw him like leap over that cord.
He did.
Thread the needle there,
really.
We've successfully healed. We successfully healed Gangtown.
And like there's so many people in this city. Like just moving through here, just people are kind of coming out of everywhere, and just by the nature of there being a lot of people, a lot of the streets are clogged and whatnot, and you just can't make as much. You know, it's not as efficient as say a perfect system would be of just
everyone get in line.
Yeah, yeah. You spend essentially the rest of this day just kind of dealing with this. Like, it just hundreds more have received healing at your hand.
I'll just kind of start, like, noting, like, who is healed as they pass by, and, like, maybe, like, stopping every fifth person and asking them some questions about just, like, where do you drink water?
Are you ghost mapping them?
Maybe, yeah, just kind of, like, I don't know, I'm trying to, I'll just, like, write down some stuff.
Find the
common denominator.
Yeah.
The pump that has the color in
it. Yeah, exactly. Just kind of do a little
sure.
bit of that.
Roll an intelligence check for your findings at the end of the day. Mm-hmm.
Plus zero.
Ooh, 19.
Towards the end of the day, you begin. You see that it's not like any specific wells or anything. It's kind of hard to say where the source is.
Yeah.
Like whether it's being passed. It's not airborne,
okay.
And it seems like some people just haven't contacted it outright. You have some ability to detect diseases
mm-hmm.
of your own, and in going around, kind of detecting it, you notice that none of the doctors themselves have been going forward for curing.
And do any of them seem affected, like they're in the influence of the veil?
Well, you can't see their eyes.
Okay. Would detect poison and disease?
Would be able to determine if any of them were.
Okay.
So, let's say you did. I mean, sorry, and confirmed that no doctors were under the influence of the veil.
Hmm.
Now, that could just be the sample size. It could be. And it seems like maybe one in four people, maybe one in three, are affected by this disease in some stages of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's kind of been, it's definitely been growing the amount of people until, I mean, had Sariel not shown up, this disease was kind of continuing on unchecked. And the more that you begin to survey, and you get the drift that nobody really has taken the time to survey this sort of thing. But yeah, like one in four, one in three of common folk and no doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't know if that's their sanitation necessarily is better.
Yeah.
Or if they have, you know, some special spices
in their noses.
In their noses.
Towards the end, I want to go towards one of the doctors.
Okay.
And introduce myself.
Okay, so as you kind of approach, these groups of doctors kind of begin to disperse. So, like, obviously the crowd is kind of hedging in on you, and so moving through it's a little difficult, but it seems like whenever a group of them kind of sees you moving their way, you just scatter.
Wait. I just want to, like, try and get, like,
the attention of one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and make a...
I just have some questions.
Persuasion check.
Oh, yeah, I'm so persuade.
Well, give us time to try Eldritch Blast.
Wait.
Lots of plus. Start
right there.
Eight.
You've never heard any of them talk before, but they continue to silently just go about their business, kind of ignoring you. It's like the sort of thing where, like, if somebody doesn't notice you, they can just kind of move on without you, but it just kind of...
Like, are they, like, actively walking away from
me? It...
Like, Like, will they allow me to get near them where I can, like, it would be rude for them to ignore me. You know what I mean?
Sure. The crowd makes that difficult. Yeah. So they do all kind of seem to do this thing where they are just kind of watching you like birds from afar or whatnot. And as you approach, they re-roost, so to speak. They just, you know, kind of the three of them will kind of, oh, well, we have an errand to run, and just walk off, you know, down the street. And there's several groups. You know, the crowd is pretty big, and this seems to kind of draw these characters there. Night is now not drawing to a close, and November is his way. I think that our task here is done, at least for today.
But November, I'm happy to be of service, but you should know that there will be a caravan of survivors from Muskin arriving in the city soon.
Do tell.
There's been crazy happenings in Muskin recently. That's where we came from. There was a suspicious storm, ice storm, overnight. That seemed to be that seemed to originate at the Tower of the Arcane Brotherhood, and then after that the pirate gangs of the city essentially went around looting and pillaging and burning everywhere.
Sounds about right.
That's fair. But it was a lot more than normal. We've been there for a couple of weeks, and the city is in ruin. All of the temples have been destroyed.
So your average Tuesday, then, in Luskin.
I see you have very low expectations of the city of Luskin.
I'm going to be honest, my hope for that place, and this is between you and me, is that it just burns itself down, and we call it North Neverwinter sometime in the future.
Philly Neverwinter hate Luskin.
Wow.
The place is awful.
It was not my favorite place to be. Anyways, I just thought you should be aware that there will be a caravan of refugees arriving.
Well, we certainly have housing. In fact,
the
population has been...
Which contingent? Some contingent of the Neverwinter Guard.
Oh, yes, a contingent.
Yes.
You come out of nowhere, swinging on a vine. I got something to tell you.
Met them and are escorting them. What was that? What was his name?
Chester.
No.
Maybe not.
It was like
Chad.
Something like that.
You mean Chip?
Chip.
Oh,
Chip. Should go on Chad. His chin doesn't square enough.
Chip, what's it? Chip something or other.
Good old Chip.
Chip.
Bringing people, the lost and the hungry, back from the frontier. Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah. His last name be Indale.
Yeah, that's a last name.
Also, as I've been talking,
Felix is his last name, actually.
Chip Felix.
Mm-hmm. Chip is his nickname.
As I've been like talking to people,
we hate that
stuff. I want to have been like spreading our party's name and description in association with Sario.
You're repping the glass cannon.
Capitalize on this publicity.
Yeah.
You like signing t-shirts?
Just like talking about
Lindell's
like,
my hype man.
Yeah. You know. Well, and I've been like, I want to say I've been like taking different faces as I've been walking around. Like, you know, in and out with the
house. Have you heard about
me? Yeah. Kind of like, as I've been interviewing people, I've been like, yeah, I heard they came into town all together and they were like super cool, you know. Like,
you go to this bird doctor and you're like, you just this little kid.
Mister, what you think about that chick over there?
Yeah.
He silently ignores him. Actually, he holds out his hand, kind of like this, down, kind of at you, and just extends his hand like this.
I will shift back, actually, and be like, well, it's nice talking to you.
Okay, and he kind of just shifts, like just casually shifts and turns away from you. That's the same gesture they've been doing to general people that kind of walk past. They just extend one hand like this.
Lord Neverember, I have one more question for you before we part this evening. Could you explain to me anything about your physicians in this town? They are quite disturbing to me.
They are rather the aloof crowd, I'll say. A few of them, well, they're not mine, but there are a few in my employ, part of my retinue. they're a set of their leaders. They're As far as I know, they're not even the same ones. But they're just, you know, they travel in threes, and three of them show up at Scarkeep every day. And they all head back to almost a temple of sorts, and then disperse under cover of night to go back home, discard their robes, and take, well, there's some secret entrances out of there, but it's a noble thing to do, I'd say, take on the veil without any special powers like yours.
Have they always been the healers in this city?
No, they've manifested themselves since the veil. It seems to have been kind of gaining a following.
What do they do? When they I've seen them touch.
They seem to be doing a lot of research. What you've been seeing is, I think they've been taking blood samples. Just everybody they ask questions about how they're feeling, and in the end they take a sample and then they leave. And then, well, it seems to be what they're continuing to do.
Do you know what temple they serve?
Oh, it's one of their own making. It's well, they call themselves servants of the Tristage.
The Tristage. Did it alarm you that they arrived at the same time as the Veil?
Well, it seemed to be a response to the Veil, is what it seems like to me. Do you think that they caused it?
Oh, I have no reason to believe that. I was just really curious, asking questions.
I didn't see any before the Veil.
They just are curious creatures. Well, I will be around the city, doing what I can.
I think I want to pull the party aside out of his earshot and note, do think we should mention that there's a hag coven in his cousin.
Like to hold on to that for
just
the time being.
He could be a potential ally in our help, but maybe it'd be best to keep it amongst ourselves.
Mm. I don't want to alarm him. I think he has enough to worry about. And I think we could hopefully dispatch the hags with no one else.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go over to him and ask, may I enter your cousin tomorrow?
I'm shocked that you didn't catch that the first time around.
Yeah.
And I thought you did that on purpose.
Yeah.
No, it says, well, if you're referring to the giant one that we, the guard, that the,
the gaping one?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that, there's really no reason for anybody to go there aside from just collecting XP. but going there seems foolish. I mean, they've walling them in is kind of the best thing we can do. Of course, you have my permission to pass the wall and then return, as long as you are not returned freaks like them.
Mm-hmm. We're mainly concerned with or after the gnolls.
Interesting. Any particular reason why?
We've come across them before, and they are not good creatures. Have you heard about Yinagu?
Yinagu? I'm sure you get that a lot.
Yinagu is a demon lord.
Have you heard
of one of the nine elves? Nope. Something or other. Where is he lord of?
Lair. He's a lair of the abyss.
In one of the many layers of the abyss. He was released in the material plane almost 100 years ago and brought about death and destruction and terror. I don't know if you were around back then.
I was not, but I have heard of the spell plague.
This was around the same time, right?
This is essentially in the aftermath, the wake of.
Yes. This was around the same time as the spell plague. Anyways, he was eventually banished back to his realm. However, that banishment only lasts for 100 years, and he is due to come back in a few months. These gnolls are servants of his, essentially, and that's why we're interested in them. We're trying to prevent any of you from coming back, or learning all we can so we can stop him when he does.
So will killing these gnolls prevent the re-emergence of this demon lord?
It will slow the spreading of his following on this plane.
It won't directly halt his return, but it will allow us to, yes, lessen his influence on the world and potentially lead us to something greater that could be his influence.
Going to be honest, if you stare into the chasm, it stares back. No, you might see things worse than Knowles down there, and well, forgive me, and you have done a lot for the city, but I don't know if I completely trust that Unigo is the worst threat that we face here.
Fair assessment.
Well, good night.
I suppose we'll head on our way after back to the Kiwi household.
He's gonna kiss your hand.
Lando.
You skip away. Oh, princess! Alright. So you return to the Kiri household. Warm drinks are served. You don't.
That's
not
nice.
Late into the night, a few stragglers around
the
fire.
On my way there, I wanted to pick up
the tramp thing?
Dream?
Sure, yeah. You drop a couple silver on that bad boy. You have literal armloads of wooden dolls.
But you said they were dream catchers.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Oh, but they're not like dream.
Yeah, they look like little voodoo dolls.
Oh,
this is weird.
No, they're just carved out of wood.
Are they magical?
So
totems
weird.
They're faintly magical.
Oh, wow. So they're real. Okay.
Abjuration?
That makes sense. These are supposed to protect us from the psychic wailings from the chasm. And they give one to Philosial and Shava.
Oh.
Shava just trots off with one, kind of dangling in his teeth. It's like the artists, you know how artists like pose wooden figures?
Oh yeah.
They're kind of like those. Yeah, they're not like straight voodoo.
Mild voodoo. And they are actually magical, so I don't think it's just
Some of them weren't. You picked through them and got the decent ones.
The tower that you mentioned that's in that part of town, is it like significant? Feature that's either far away or
heavy? I mentioned a couple towers.
Oh.
One is the cloak tower with the orcs in it. The other one is the shiny tower.
Are they both in that area?
There's a lot of towers. So the yellow area, moving on into the blue area, this region here is a lot of like craftsman style stuff. However, a significant portion of the yellow area there is called the Tower District for a reason. Essentially, there's a number of small fortresses there, a number of towers. You know, like they don't stand alone. And this is, it's not the most densely built up area of the city. There is the primary castle over here, and the graveyards over there, that are both kind of larger keeps. But yeah, there's a number of towers around.
Yeah, so we just once we're getting closer to the area with lots of towers, I just tell the party I'm not going back to that area, and I just start leaving.
See you in the morning.
Coasts off into the darkness.
Bye.
It's evening. If we're just chilling around the fire, I would like to set about making one of the tents into a hammock.
Okay. So you're setting this up in the courtyard.
My weavers too.
Little pagan is like, how you doing?
Oh, you can sleep in these. Swing on them, see?
You're weird.
He runs off. That's an authentic child interaction there.
I would probably be helping Mrs. Kiri with food preparations or whatever. Like, with general housewifery.
That's very cute of you.
Shut up.
I just want to host.
We could play a simulator, just you and me, where you are Mrs. Kiri, just like Diner Dash style. I'll hand you dice and you hand them back to me. I don't know, that was a terrible idea.
And then like hanging out with Hagen.
Yeah. Cool.
Doing a jigsaw puzzle or something. Do those exist? Jigsaws don't exist.
Yeah, but you could take a picture and Eldritch Blast and just like
just like
you can't do that with Eldritch Blast.
No.
Just like
at the first thing.
It requires a life force.
It does. You have to put a little pagan behind it.
Just hold it.
Oh, it's still not hurt.
This might tingle. Alright.
I only just made the connection that jigsaw puzzles are so named because they're made by cutting it out with a jigsaw. Wow.
Congrats.
The world's a crazy place.
Isn't it so, like, weird how some things could be common knowledge to some people and, like,
yeah.
And
like,
well,
you
never heard of me.
Yeah. Brains are weird.
So if I conjure a pack of wolves, do they feel warm?
Yes. They are slightly mischievous, as they are fey creatures at heart.
Yeah.
But they obey my commands.
They do.
So I can tell them to go to sleep.
They can. You fall asleep in a pile of wolves.
Alright. I'll have to find a pack in one. You are the pack. That's awesome.
I'll make my own pack. Blackjack and hookers.
Late the night. Not terribly late. In fact, Sariel's still kind of bustling throughout the house. Ballast is
doing push-ups.
Finishing out. Yeah, he's doing kind of his night routine.
Is
and Lindell is swinging in the hammock when a dark figure crests the top of the house and drops into the courtyard.
Like superhero three-point landing kind of thing?
Like, okay, who is it? No, but, and you're like, ah, oh, that's kind of normal. We have a giant floating ship over our head, and you're like, wait, the rope is over there.
Well, I'll kind of, I guess I'm just laying in my hammock. Do I notice it? Notice them come down?
In a very similar style to Philosial's cloak. This cloak doesn't, like, fuss with your eyes like Philosial's does. But it is very, very concealing, very dark material.
Kind of like, whoop, put my head up out of the hammock. Do I see him?
Yeah. You see a figure. It's almost a floating head with how dark this material is. Would you like to describe yourself, Tori?
You can see me.
Yeah.
I am a like red tiefling. My horns are like they go up, they just back up. I have dark like purple red hair and silver eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. You kind of see these floating horns almost approach you. And then a hand, like this red hand, glinting with the light that's coming through the windows, detached this black. It's like a leather-covered mask that just kind of snaps in the horns, just pops out. She kind of looks around and sees you there.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for the rest of your group.
Who's asking?
It's not important. I would like to talk to your whole group, please. I'm gonna just go. I'm gonna look for.
You're just gonna walk into the house, yeah, yeah.
I kind of do like a hey, hey! And I'm gonna
out there. You're gonna get tangled up in your hand. A tiefling woman in dark clothing just kind of walks in the back door. And Mrs. Curie just kind of stops what she's doing. Like, you know, polishing this plate here and, like, freezes, and she's like,
may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'd like to talk to you.
Okay.
Wait, is Dallas nearby? Like, he's nearby. He's
yeah.
gone.
He freezes.
I won't worry about
him. And just kind of, like, slowly finishes the push-up and stands up.
Yeah.
Who are you? My name is Nirali Brolar, but that's not as important. I'm here. I am an apprentice of the sorceress Invoria. She would like to speak with you.
Invoria? Why?
You might not have heard of her, but you certainly heard of her work. This prophecy. It's hers.
Oh.
Bad news, bad news.
What prophecy? The one about our friend?
Sorry.
Ever shining.
Well...
I guess I'm curious.
Yeah, that's
about all of that.
Definitely. Nirali, you have some interesting ways of introducing yourself, but certainly we would love to meet your mistress. Well, not that way.
Okay. I mean, right now or
no,
tomorrow?
No. Yeah, sure.
Where should we meet her? Or you?
She has favorite coffees.
Sure.
I have my orders. I will meet you here. I will lead you to her after you rest.
Okay. What kind of work does she do?
She's a sorceress. Our duty is to undo the curse on the family line of the sea dragon.
Oh. Hmm. I'm not familiar with this sea dragon.
Ballast?
No.
History
sea
check.
Dragon?
I seem to remember the last Hag's Lair we were in, somebody mentioned the sea dragon.
Well, a history check.
You already
remember it, Josh. 19. Yeah, it was that old guy that was like, I remember that. And pointed at your necklace. the guy that was being eaten by the wall. Remember how,
yep.
how that lair was?
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
recognized your necklace and said something about the sea dragon.
Pull out the necklace.
You're familiar with the sea dragon? What is the sea dragon?
Heck if I know.
Oh, you're not familiar.
Not think I am.
Well,
she's gone.
Oh.
that was strange.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Well, I guess we'll let Felicia know in the morning.
I'm starting to agree with Felicia on this whole city thing.
Maybe the little cities, yeah.
So the next one.
Come on, Rose.
So are you guys
gain
use
your
all your high level spots?
Wolf pack ability.
I need to keep one at all times so I can sleep soundly.
Oh my gosh.
I assume this is the end of the session. We could go on, but I don't think I want to.
That's a good
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.